WCBS News Time, 11:41. Well, we have had some unseasonably cold and rainy weather of late, but it is looking better for the weekend and for Sunday's Long Island Marathon. Joining us on the news line is WCBS meteorologist Todd Glickman. You're not on the news line. You're here live. It's sunny today, Todd, and we are thinking we're finally done with all this rain and cold temperatures. Are we out of it?
Well, for the most part, Marla, good morning. Springtime can be a little fickle here in the New York City area. The problem is we have this body of water out there to the east called the Atlantic Ocean. It's still really chilly. And if you get a spell with a lot of wind coming off the Atlantic, it can get cool, it can get damp, even into latter part of May and early June. But we're just edging into the better part of the season now. So that's great news.
Now, my son, who's been coughing and sneezing since the beginning of April, swears that the rain helps his allergies. Does it?
It does manage to bring some of the allergens out of the atmosphere for a while. But once the rain is over, the trees, the grasses, they go right back at it again. And I'm understanding now, unfortunately, I'm not an allergy sufferer, but I'm understanding this is really right about the peak of the season. A couple more, 3-4 weeks to go.
All right. Well, that's good news or bad news for allergy sufferers. Mm-hmm. And we should tell our listeners that today, May 5th, is the 44th anniversary of your first weathercast on 88. It was 88 back then.
It was. It was a Saturday morning, the 5th of May. Gary Mora, the legendary anchor here at WCBS, who's still living upstate, introduced me just after 6 a.m. And I thought this might last for a year or two. And here it is. And I think 44 is a especially good number because it's halfway to 88.
Ah.
So 44 years from now, we'll have another celebration.
So what is the biggest change in weather forecasting that you've seen in your time on WCBS?
I think from the standpoint of putting out a forecast for the next 3, 4, 5 days, is that we have so many better sensor systems, satellites, radars, things measuring the weather over the ocean, over the land, from aircraft, and more capacity in terms of supercomputers that can process all of this information, and the computer simulations that generate the weather maps that Craig and I use to figure out what's going to happen. So if you think about where we were 44 years ago, we could put out a reasonably accurate 2 to 3 day forecast. Now it's more like 5, 6, 7 days, and that's a really remarkable achievement and a testament to the investment that this country has made in those supercomputers and the sensing systems and the computer models.
So obviously the big topic worldwide is climate change.
Sure.
And that's impacted our weather. We had Hurricane Sandy mm-hmm. here, which was very severe, and you were right on top of it for us.
Yeah, Craig and I were on the air for 2 to 3 days straight through that storm. It was the kind of storm that we were told in school probably will never happen, that all of the ingredients had to come together at the right place at the right time. But it did. And one of the questions that we have to ask ourselves is global climate change, global warming, having an impact on storms like this? And it's likely that it is, yes, because as the oceans warm, more water can evaporate into the atmosphere. It can create stronger systems, wetter systems, and those are the kinds of things that can really create havoc.
So was that your most interesting weather experience, most challenging event? I mean, what was your most interesting experience in the 44 years that you've been with us?
I think that was probably number one, but 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are all of the incredible snowstorms that we have had here. We had the storm of the century. We had the blizzard of this and the blizzard of that. Each one had its own personality. If you think about our metropolitan area from the Twin Forks of Long Island to the hills of northwestern New Jersey, there are just many kinds of weather that can impact our region. And in the minute or so that we have every 10 minutes on the 8th, we have to describe how the weather is going to impact all of our listeners. It's a big challenge, but it's really quite something fulfilling here.
Well, Todd, no one does it better than you and, of course, meteorologist Craig Allen. Happy anniversary, your 44th anniversary on the air here at WCBS 880. Congratulations.
Thank you, Marla. And a year from now, Craig and I will have a combined 88 years. So that's the next party.
Love it. Well, you don't look a day over 87.
19 Celsius.
WCBS News Time, 11:40. And the summer travel season.